Simcoe County councillors were in a giving mood Tuesday. Sitting in committee of the whole, county councillors approved two funding requests for post-secondary education facilities. First was Georgian College's request of $1.5 million toward capital renovations of its skilled trades facilities, funded from the county's post-secondary capital reserve, which now contains $1.7 million now. Second was Lakehead University's $15 million request for further development of Orillia campus facilities, from annual budgets until the commitment is achieved. Not mandated or legislated, investments in post-secondary education are something that County Council believed was a very wise investment to ensure that there were opportunities for our residents and others to develop, as well as for our employers to find employees with the proper training, said Mark Aitken, the county's chief administrative officer. Over the years, County Council, in their wisdom, has supported quite a number of undertakings through Georgian College, and more recently Lakehead University, he added. Aitken mentioned the Henry Burnick Entrepreneurship Center, the Sadlin Center for Health, Wellness and Sciences, as well as Georgian College campuses in Midland and Collingwood. Georgian College has requested $1.5 million related to skilled trades training improvements. An investment in Georgian's expanded Center for Skilled Trades at the Barry campus would help develop the next generation of skilled professionals. Lakehead University is requesting an investment of $15 million from the County of Simcoe toward a facility that will provide dedicated teaching, student-focused and community space, totaling approximately 161,500 square feet. The new space on Lakehead's campus in Orillia would accommodate capacity for growth in programs and increase the student population and economic impact. Officials from both Georgian and Lakehead made presentations to county councillors last spring. The two schools have also noted the potential for future capital requirements in the next 5 years. These funding decisions still require final approval from county council.